KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have mostly clear skies, 58 degrees in Atlantic. We're looking for it to be partly cloudy today with a high around 75 and winds northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. Topping Southwest Iowa News, Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports crews suspended a search at around 10:30 p.m. Monday for a boater who was reported missing shortly after 5 p.m. that day. Astrup says the sheriff's office was contacted about the boater missing at the Goldenrod boat access to the West Nishnabotna River, located near the intersection of Highway 275 and Highway 333 east of Hamburg. An unoccupied boat was located about 1 mile downstream from the boat access. Hamburg Fire and Rescue, Riverton Fire and Rescue, the Iowa DNR, Iowa State Patrol, Montgomery County Emergency Management, and the Midwest Regional Dive Team were all called to the scene for assistance. A search was conducted and was called off late last night, and as of last report, the boater had not been located, and their name will not be released pending notification of family members. More information will be released from authorities as it becomes available. A traffic stop at around 10:40 p.m. Monday in Red Oak resulted in a woman being arrested for OWI. Red Oak police say officers were on routine patrol when they stopped a vehicle driven by 46-year-old Rhonda Ruby Porter of Stanton, and upon further investigation, arrested her for OWI first offense. Porter was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $1,000 bond. Red Oak police Monday afternoon arrested 29-year-old Mark Lee Parkinson Jr. of Red Oak. He was taken into custody at around 4:30 p.m. for harassment in the third degree. Parkinson was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $300 bond. The Cass County Auditor's Office reports three people filed nomination papers for the November 5th city elections in Atlantic. Pat McCurdy of Atlantic is running for the 3rd Ward Council seat he was appointed to earlier this year following the resignation of Ashley Hayes. Linda Hartkoff has filed for re-election to her 4th Ward seat on the Atlantic City Council. And Grace N. Garrett has filed for an Atlantic City Council at-large position currently held by Dana Halder. The last day for candidates to file nomination papers is September 19th. Adair County Elections Deputy Josh Nelson reminds residents of Adair County that Monday was the first day to file nomination papers with the auditor to run for mayor, city council, city park board, or school board. The candidate filing deadline is 5 p.m. on Thursday, September 19th. The city school election will be held Tuesday, November 5th, and voter pre-registration deadline is 5 p.m. Friday, October 25th. You may file an absentee ballot request with the Adair County Auditor's Office at any time. The deadline to request an absentee ballot to be mailed to you is 5 p.m. October 25th. And the last day to vote absentee in the Auditor's Office is Monday, November 4th, from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. in Adair County. A Navy admiral who retired nearly 2 years ago has announced he's running for the U.S. Senate seat held by retired Iowa National Guard soldier Joni Ernst.
She served special interests. She didn't serve Iowans. Speak of the gun debate. I mean, she's central to what we don't want on the Hill.
61-year-old Michael Franken, whose father served in the Navy during World War II, retired as a 3-star admiral after a 39-year career with the military. He and his wife bought a house and moved to Sioux City this spring.
Became reacclimated, re-glued to a place that really never left my heart, my rural upbringing, and decided to continue the life of service.
Franken, the youngest of 9 children, grew up near Sioux Center. He said he was born in a sort of apolitical Republican area of the state, but he's made a philosophical transition.
My precepts of life and fair play and love for my fellow man and empathy aligned me much more close with the Democratic Party.
Franken released an announcement in a video Monday morning mentioning that during the critical Pentagon meeting going into the war in Iraq, he voted no.
Since 9/11, I've been involved in 9 of the 11 named operations. I think that's a lot. Some of these we didn't have to do. There were other ways to go about this. And I think a more clear-eyed perspective, knowledge-based perspective, would have been exceedingly effective at averting war.
The Navy's biography for Franken shows he commanded several guided missile destroyers in the U.S. fleet and served in a variety of leadership posts in the U.S. military operations in Africa. He has also served as liaison for the Navy on Capitol Hill. Franken joins a few other Democrats who've announced they're running for the party's 2020 nomination for the U.S. Senate and a chance to challenge Ernst's bid for a second term in the U.S. Senate. And Iowa Senators Chuck Grassley and Joni Ernst have sent a letter pressing the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to follow through on its commitment to rebuild a levee near Hamburg following the floods that devastated the area earlier this year. Following previous floods in 2011, the Corps mandated that the Ditch 6 levee be lowered 8 feet. That levee was overrun earlier this year, contributed to the destructive flooding that left two-thirds of the city of Hamburg underwater. After discussions with the city of Hamburg and the state of Iowa, the Corps committed to rebuilding the levee to its original height, but has not yet made good on that promise. Grassley and Ernst have worked extensively to address communication shortcomings by the Corps regarding flooding and have co-sponsored two bills to further address flooding along the Missouri River. In the funeral announcements, Robert Bob Hayes, age 87, of Guthrie Center, died Thursday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Services for Bob Hayes will be today at 1 o'clock at the Faith Bible Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Michael Eugene Porker Sr., age 40, of Harlan, died Thursday at his home. A visitation for Michael Porker Sr. will be held this evening from 6 until 8 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Dean Klein, age 56, of Panama, died Sunday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial for Dean Klein will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Mary's of the Assumption in Panama. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Raymond LaVon Larson, age 92, who's formerly of Atlantic and Messina, died Sunday in Lakeview. A memorial service for Raymond LaVon Larson will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Lakeview. Lampy Funeral Home of Lake City is in charge of the arrangements. Edward Bloom, age 81, of Harlan, died Sunday at the UNMC in Omaha. A mass of Christian burial for Edward Bloom will be on Thursday at 11 a.m. at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Panama. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Galen and Carolyn Pengraft Wiley have passed away. A joint graveside service for Galen and Carolyn Wiley will be held Thursday at 2 p.m. at the St. John's Cemetery in Griswold. Recon Funeral Home of Griswold is assisting the family. Ruth McKinstry, age 85, of Harlan, died Monday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. Services for Ruth McKinstry are pending for a later date. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Ruth Thompson, age 94, who is formerly of Harlan, died Sunday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Services for Ruth Thompson are pending at Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Abigail Rose Whitford, age 10, of Bellevue, Nebraska, died Thursday at Children's Hospital in Omaha. Services for Abigail Whitfield are pending at Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And John Schroeder, age 95, of Atlantic, died August 15th. Per his wishes, his body was donated to the University of Iowa Medical School, and no services are planned at this time. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.